Video: Mexican soldiers allegedly sold weapons to drug cartel. By Cartel Chronicles on November 28, 2021. A drone video shared online by citizen journalists captured a group of Mexican soldiers appearing to sell weapons to members of a drug cartel in western Mexico. The purported sale comes at a time when the state of Michoacán continues to be one of the most violent in Mexico as two main drug cartels continue to fight for control. Citizen journalists recorded the video last week at a ranch near the town of Tepalcatepec in rural Michoacán and revealed it to Breitbart, Texas. The ranch is known as Plaza Vieja and is reportedly owned by Juan José El Abuelo Álvarez Farias, a drug lord who masquerades as a self-defense group leader. Exclusiva Militares Venden Armas y Explosivos a Carteles Unidos en Tepalcatepec. En el video captado en días anteriores, elementos del ejército y el chupón un lugar teniente del abuelo Farias conviven en un intercambio de armas y drones explosivos at Ildefonso Ortiz at airbedolapic.twitter.com/bkgk0hvd2l. Unidad de Inteligencia Ciudadana. At Unidad de Inteli 1, November 28, 2021. In the video, a group of gunmen led by a man known as El Chupón arrive at the location in a gray SUV and meet up with a group of Mexican army soldiers in green pickups. The video shows the soldiers and the gunmen interact amicably and exchange what appear to be weapons and drone equipment. As Breitbart, Texas has reported, Michoacán continues to see an escalation of violence as various smaller drug gangs and cartels, such as Las Viagras and La Familia Michoacana, have joined forces to fight off incursions from Cartel Jalisco Nueva Generación. Both sides have since managed to weaponize drones in order to drop explosive devices, a tactic that has become prevalent in Michoacán and has been confirmed by authorities despite initial attempts by government officials to deny it. Editor's note: Breitbart, Texas traveled to the Mexican states of Tamaulipas, Coahuila, Nuevo León, and other areas to recruit citizen journalists willing to risk their lives and expose the cartel silencing their communities. Breitbart, Texas Cartel Chronicles are published in both English and in their original Spanish. This article was written by José Luis Lara, a former leading member who helped start the self-defense movement in Michoacán.